Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I did not realize we were back from commercial break, so I am chewing. Jake, talk for a minute, please.
Yeah, we are back here. We got plenty to listen to. I know we got a clip from Matt Rhule from the other day as he spoke Saturday, so we might as well go ahead and roll that and we'll react.
Yeah, no, I expect us to be pretty good. You know, I think we have a good team. I expect us to be good, so that's me being like right down the middle. I'm not saying we're here. I think we should be good. We got a good team. Got good players. Guys have been around a while. We return a quarterback, you know, who's played. We got, you know, a bunch of guys who played. The first 2 years have been a lot of work, and a lot of work not by me, by a lot of people. And I think a lot of that work has come into fruition. Like the amount of things that we're having to do are less and less and less. You know, we have areas that we have to improve upon. We have areas, and when I say improve upon, like, I mean, you know, we have a lot of young players. I have to see how they play, but I think we're doing a really nice job. I think the players are doing a really nice job. So it's about where I thought it should be. It's where it should be, and it's about where I thought it would be.
So, first of all, Matt Rhule has done a lot of work. Like, one of the reasons I have more faith in Matt Rhule, and I still have to see it on the field, the offseason moves, from the coaching moves to the transfer portal to a lot of these things, like, he's making good moves. I still have to see it. But one of the reasons that helps give me more faith in Matt Rhule is that man is grinding. He is grinding, and I've talked about how people have told me how he enjoys it, and I almost find it unfathomable that somebody could enjoy grinding that much for that long. It's part of the job right now, and he's embraced it, and that is huge because you see other coaches leaving to go from being a head coach to being an OC or a DC. 2 years ago in the spring, there was a head coach who left. I forget what the school was. He left to go be a tight ends coach in the middle of spring, and they had to shut down spring practices. Oh, I talked about it on the show when it happened. It was a smaller school. And this man did the opposite. This man embraced it. Now, let's be real. If I'm Matt Rhule, it's not just about Nebraska football. I'm not saying he doesn't love Nebraska or doesn't love Nebraska football, but if I'm Matt Rhule, it's also my career. Like, my career is going to be affected by this. I can't have things go sideways at Carolina and then Nebraska as well. So let's keep the whole scope of things. Let's keep everything in the whole scope of things as we're thinking about this, talking about this, looking at this. Again, I don't like to just look at the corner of the picture. I want to see the whole picture and the whole scope of everything. But the man is grinding. I don't think you can ask much more of him. From the moves he's made, coaching, personnel-wise, and other things, I think he's legit doing a good job. He's figured out, hey, I've got to delegate. A head football coach cannot do this all anymore. It's just impossible. He's brought in guys that he trusts. Guys he believe will do a good job. Guys who have good resumes. And you might question John Butler. Can't question the resume. You can't question a lot of these things as far as the why behind it. Now, the proof is in the pudding. In other words, what are we going to see on the field in the fall? That's ultimately what's going to matter. The thing that still makes me nervous is when it comes to beating teams with winning records, he doesn't have a phenomenal record versus ranked teams versus Power 4 teams. He's never beaten a Power 4 ranked team. He's only beaten two ranked teams. When he faces that tougher competition, when it gets beyond culture, motivation, weight room, great personnel, and you've got to make in-game adjustments versus the best of the best, I have not seen him do that yet. That is my biggest question mark. The offseason moves, phenomenal. His work ethic, phenomenal. The way he represents Nebraska with class, phenomenal. Do I believe we're going to win 8 or more games this year? Yes, I do. Am I 1,000% convinced we're going to make the jump to 9 or more? No, I'm not. Is it possible? Absolutely. I hearken back to certain games where we flat out got out coached in the middle of the game. You go back to his career against those upper echelon, more difficult teams, higher level coaches. The in-game adjustments have not gone his way. Now, for a long time, people questioned a lot of things about Osborne. Over time, you learn, you get better, you improve. Matt Rhule has a mirror, he uses it, and he's willing to be honest with himself. And that's another thing I love about him, because there's too many coaches who don't and won't. By the way, the two guys that are specifically in my mind have been fired. They went elsewhere, ain't done great either there. I'll keep their names out of it, but if I said them, everyone would know who it is. My point is, these things give me legit reason and hope in Matt Rhule and what he's doing. I just got to actually see it come the fall. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, it's fascinating. For those, I mean, again, it's the third year, and of course, I think everybody knows the story. But just in case you don't know the stats, 6-6 at Temple his second year, 7-6 at Baylor his second year, 7-6 at Nebraska his second year, and then the third year 10-4, and then 10-3 at Temple, and then 11-3 at Baylor for that third year. We'll see what happens at Nebraska, but that is the question, and it's interesting that you bring up the not beating top 25 teams and stuff like that, because there is a whole level beyond just reaching 9 wins about whether this program can be taken to the next level. But I'm sure he wants to know, that's what everybody wants to see, right? If you stick at a program, you stay after 10-win seasons, 11-win seasons, can you build it up to keep it that way? And I'll be honest, there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, you got new different coordinators at every, offense, defense, special teams. There's a little bit of concern to me about, hey, just stamp in year 3 Matt Rhule. It's proven. We've seen it before. Well, it looks a little bit different here at Nebraska, but he should know about what his teams should look like or kind of where they should be around the third year to take that next step. And if he's confident that it's about there or about where he would expect it to be, then you would think that things are kind of on pace, on plan for Nebraska to take that step and win 9 or 10 games this year. There's reasons. I mean, I think after the UCLA loss, he just didn't have a whole lot of answers. We obviously saw Scott Frost not have a whole lot of answers in a lot of press conferences, but he addressed it right away, went out there, tried to find the answer. And so I think that's part of what we're going to have to see moving forward. I always appreciate that he will not always have to be the smartest guy in the room and say that he can learn from others, learn from people that have done it before. Daniel Holgorsen, I know we're used to it now, right? Because it's been so long and it's been there. I've never seen anything like that in college football before. And just keep in mind, Daniel Holgorsen has more of a head coach history in college football than Matt Rhule does. And to be as a successful one, I know it didn't end well there, and that's why he's out of a job. But it's just kind of interesting to go down this path and see how it all lands.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think it's a little bit of the bite, too, from the Scott Frost. He came in and said, year 2, look out. We're going to be great in year 2, basically. So, I think there is a little bit of that broken heart type of situation as a Husker fan to think, okay, I don't want to lock in my year 3 expectation while at the same time understanding that's what this hire was about. This hire wasn't about winning in 2023, as much as they would have still liked to, but it was really about building a steady foundation for a program leading well into the future, and that should start paying dividends this season.
Well, to your point, Dana Holgorsen's been a head coach 13 years in college football, which is more actual years than Matt Rhule, for whatever that means. All right, college football is different than the last time Matt Rhule did this. It's insanely different. And, man, I'd sure love to get to 9 wins and then have to try to figure out how to get to 10-11. I'd love to have that problem. So let's I'd love to have that issue. Oh, man, now let's get to 10. Now let's get to 11. Let's get to 9. Let's get to 8. I would love to have that problem. No, when you brought up UC, like, those are the games that make me nervous. And as I was taught, I wasn't going to say the names, because I've said the games. I've said them before. But no, UCLA, Illinois, Iowa. Like, games where it was just like, we were the better team, or we were flat out playing better, yet we had the lower score at the end of the game. Like, that's what's got to get figured out. No, to your point with Scott Frost, we were worse in year 2 than year 1. And we started 0-6 in year 1. Now, our record was slightly better. I believe we went from 3-9 to 4-8. But if you ask me which team was better, we were better year one.
Yeah.
Some people would argue the best 3-9 team of all time. If you remember that joke from umpteen years ago, I never found that funny. That was just me. I guess you do things in the offseason to entertain yourself, and I'm no different. All right, Matt Rhule also said, and I quote, "I think the offensive line this spring has been one of our highlights," end quote. Go. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's a lot of injuries on that offensive front, so I wonder if that's a scaled type of...
What does that mean?
A lot
of these starters are out. What does this mean?
Yeah. Which is good for depth, at least.
So, okay. I had a hard time with this. I had the D-line thing, at least we've got most of our D-linemen there. Like Jalen George, I know, is out. But like most guys are until the fall. Most guys are there, so you can get an evaluation. But I pointed it out at the time. I'm like, he said this before they'd even had a practice in pads. Okay. Now we got a lot of guys out on the offensive line for the spring. And he's saying this. You know, first of all, I don't know what else he's supposed to say. Like I said earlier, oh, we suck or we're awful. Like, coach's not going to say that. But he's not saying, man, the offensive line's getting better. We're improving. It's one of the highlights. He's not talking about the D-line, dude. We've got some potential. We are working with these guys, and we're excited to see what they can do. We're one of the best defensive line. And I quote, we're going to have one of the best defensive lines around. He is taking hard-line stances. At times when we weren't in pads and we got a bunch of guys injured when you're talking about the offensive line. I'm not saying he's not right. What I'm saying is I have to see it. I have to see it. I love the coaching moves that we've made. I love the portal moves that we've made. Hardly Gilmore didn't work out. Guys are going to come and go. I literally put 0.01% stock in how important that is. No disrespect to Hardly Gilmore. Guys are going to come and go. Guys are going to work out. They're not going to work out. You got to have your core guys. If you got core guys, you got a chance. My question is, who are the core guys? Other people can come and go. That's normal and natural. Especially in the transfer portal day and age of college football they're in right now. Who are the core guys? That's my question. Who are the core guys leading this team? And I just got to see it on the field. That's kind of my takeaway there. We are going to talk some Final Four. Dude, I got a whole press conference breakdown here. Like when I say this show is loaded every day, we have to wait till tomorrow to talk about most of this. All right. Couple of recruiting updates. South Dakota standout left tackle Joe Cotton is entering the transfer portal with the do not contact tag. 6'7", 315 pounds. Cotton was all conference in 2024 and an FCS freshman All-American. It seems like he might know where he's going with the do not contact tag. We'll see what happens. I'm just curious about these things, especially when it comes to offensive linemen and offensive tackles. All right. Jake Hildebrand. 2027 offensive tackle from Basha High School in Gilbert, Arizona. The 6'6", 285-pound prospect is rated as the top overall tackle and number 21 recruit nationally by 247. Following his Nebraska visit, Hildebrand said he had a busy weekend, okay, but had an amazing experience at Nebraska's past weekend. I'm very grateful for the hospitality and attention given to me. I had so much fun learning about the program and seeing the facilities. Hildebrand was hopeful to build more of a relationship with one of Nebraska's coaches, that coach being offensive line coach Donovan Raiola. And I quote, he said, I visited just because I wanted to get to know Nebraska and Lincoln more and to get to know Coach Raiola more. That's exactly what happened. End quote. All right, here's another quote. Coach Raiola stood out the most to me, just the way he was coaching his players. And I really liked the way he did it, where it was tough, but then he would love you up after. So I've talked about a lot of these talented linemen coming in and talent that we've had on the offensive line. I genuinely have not looked this up. I have a general idea, but you might know more specifically. Since Raiola's gotten here as the offensive line coach, what is our recruiting specifically on the offensive line look like the past 3 or 4 years? Do you know, Jake? How does it compare to before he got here when we got Ben Hart and Corcoran and Prochaska and all these guys? Has it been at the same level?
Well, I mean, there's the Grant Bricks. I mean, there's some high four-star type of guys.
Preston Tamua from Hawaii.
Yeah, so I would say, I don't know. I'd have to look into it, but I'd say on pace with what they've had.
Okay, that was just a question I had.
But, you look at that's the beginning of the career, the opposite of the career. I was just looking into this. Nebraska's had one day one guy since Spencer Long. First three rounds. And that's Cam Jurgens. So you talk about that offensive line consistency. That's what I kind of think of is like, okay, if the offensive line looks good under for Matt Rule, is they comparing it to last year, the last 10 years, because it quite honestly, it needs to rise above that level quite a bit.
Yes. And just for comparison for people, in the past 18 years, Nebraska has only had 3 first round draft picks. So we need to get more guys drafted. We need to get more guys drafted in higher rounds. Now, that doesn't always mean you're a better football team, but it means you're at least accumulating more talent, better at talent acquisition, which gives you a chance to be better and play at a higher level. Matt Rule even said, better players I have, the better coach I am. Funny how that works. All right. I will say this. Grant Bricks was working at right tackle over the past weekend at practice. So I've mentioned a few times, I wonder, because he's athletic enough to go out there, I wonder if he'll get some reps at tackle, at least this spring with quite a few offensive linemen out. He's getting reps at right tackle, so maybe he's competing. Well, obviously he's competing, but maybe he continues to get reps in the fall when some of these offensive linemen come back healthy. Maybe he goes to guard. I'm curious to see what happens. My question mark with the offensive line is just consistency. I feel fairly good about the interior part. Talked about that a million times. The tackles. Where are we at with the offensive tackles? That's what I'm curious to see. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I mean, we got the national championship of college basketball. I've got 1, 3, 4. I got 6 pages of notes from the press conference here and things from over the weekend. I don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk about a whole plethora of stuff. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.